Back inside our locker room chats, time to talk about the boys' basketball now with head coach Scott Berger. Johnny came back with you, and, well, it's about to ran to a buzzsaw out of the holiday break on Tuesday night, went on the road to Nemaha Central and came away with a 77-46 loss. So, coach, just a tough one all the way around. There's really no other way to put it. Just how would you describe, though, that game on Tuesday?
Yeah, just getting beat in all phases of the game. They were by far the better team. They shot very well. You know, they shot 65% from the field. They made 9 threes. And it's tough to compete when a team is tall and athletic and they're making all their shots. But, yeah, we didn't play good defense as far as our standards. And, you know, I know our guys are disappointed, but I also know that a game like that can be a good thing for your team if you respond in the right way. I think it's going to help us realize that we need to work a little bit harder, and we just need to do things better than what we were doing.
Yeah, and I know it, obviously you never want to take anything necessarily good away from a loss, but was it kind of good in a sense that, you know, your guys were 5-0 and really hadn't been tested too hard throughout the season to that point? Was it kind of maybe a little wake-up call to your guys, as you talked about, that, you know, there are several things we do need to work on?
Well, you know, I'm never a firm believer that a loss is a good thing, but when you get done and you look at it, it's what can you learn from those experiences? And true competitors will watch the game film and see things we all need to work on, and we're going to get better. So I know it's going to make us a better team. I know our kids are great kids, and they respond. I mean, they love to play basketball. They come in, and they stay late after practice, and they come in on weekends. And so I know how they're going to respond. And so in some ways, maybe, you know what I'm saying, this isn't a bad thing for us.
You have another tough one now coming up on Friday, Royal Valley coming to town. You know that's going to be a tough matchup. Royal Valley so long, so athletic, and they're off to a great start here this year as well. So now how do you approach going into this big game on Friday?
You know, it's going to be very similar to Nemaha. They were both long athletic teams. They're both senior dominated teams that are have kids that have been playing for 3 and 4 years each. And so, you know, I think it might be good for us to play Royal Valley after Nemaha because, it's hard to simulate the length and the size in practice, especially. You know, our JV is small this year. They're good kids and they work hard, but they're small. So you can't really simulate going against a 6'5", 6'6", athletic kid. But, you know, we got to experience that against Nemaha. Now we're going to turn around and experience it again Friday night.
Coach, wish you the best of luck against Royal Valley coming up on Friday. Thank you so much for taking the time, as always. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Scott Berger, head coach of the Sabatha Boys, joining us on our locker room chats. Brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Martin, Sailor Insurance Office, here on KNZA.